This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. And right now, it's time for the C Block starring Corey Majors.
All right, guys. The email list is currently 3 Word document pages long. All right? So that's where we are at the moment of 3 pages of email names. This is emails that have been sent to me. Some have been sent to Kevin. Some have been
too many
texted in. Some have been shot in on the Twitch and YouTube, DM'd. I even got one on Facebook. Here's the thing I like about it. So far, I've seen about 10 names that I think have been with us since the first show.
Yeah.
And that's really cool to know that we've had... You know, we've made these types of friends all along this journey because we're on like 14 years of radio.
That's right.
Which is in this industry. Doesn't happen that often.
Yeah.
And so thank you, Tolos, for helping us continue to be able to do this because it's a lot of fun for us. But to see that many people like still sticking with us all this long. And there's a bunch of other new ones that I'm starting to see, too. I really appreciate that. But here's my goal. I do plan to send a weekly email out to this group, and this group can grow over time. Let your friends know. Actually, when you reply all, if you want to tag one of your friends on it, that's fine too.
Oh man.
Just so they can
get more emails.
Get in on this. But there, it will be tonight. I will sit down as we get work prepared, and I will craft a well-crafted email.
Mm-hmm.
We will all be able to reply all this evening or tomorrow morning. So look forward to the future of that.
I will not.
Should I just make it a group? Like put all these email names in a group so not everybody can see it. They just know it's like KNC group. KNC Torture Kevin group is what we could call it or something like that. Reply all group.
Ooh.
Yeah. So I appreciate everybody who's jumped in with us so far. And I'm seeing some new texts come in right now, so I got to start copy and pasting those
we
names.
We can do that in the break.
Oh, crap. I accidentally copied the wrong. Oh, my gosh. There's so much. Guys, over the weekend, last week, Alec asked a question about burgers. Mm-hmm. And we had a big conversation about burgers last week because of that. And Atolo texted into the show and said, "You got to try out Ye Olde Butcher Shop in Plano."
Yes.
And
I like that place.
Broadus was sitting next to me during crosstalk and just showed me his phone. And somebody that he's friends with texted the same thing. Tell Corey he needs to try this place.
Okay.
So we went. Me and Lucy and Avery went. And we picked up a burger for Adrian while we were there. And Carter didn't. He was swimming or something. So we went in there and ate this burger. It was fantastic. Ye Olde Butcher Shop, freaking awesome. So if you've never been there, it's on the east side of Plano off of 15th. Go check it out. That was fantastic grub. And then we also saw police officers there. My son and I started to assume that they were having an affair. And that might have not been fair of us to do that. One was a man, one was a woman. And so we immediately started making up a story in our mind. And clearly he was married, she was not, and this is the spot that they met.
Oh dear.
You know, for this occasion.
Yeah.
So, but we don't know the truth.
But you look at me because you still think that, we right?
I mean, it could be. She was cute. He was okay. Handsome.
All right. By the way,
he's been tired of his wife for a while.
Oh my gosh. It feels like you're, don't encourage it. By the way,
he's going to leave her. And then guess what's going to happen, Kevin?
She's, I don't know.
He's going to end up leaving the other one too, because that's just his style.
That is probably fair. Raheem Morris, by the way, said the reason why Kyle Pitts is not at OTAs is because he's dealing with an injury right now.
Okay.
So if you're considering that. And also, Texas just defeated Tennessee, so they will advance to the finals of the College Softball World Series, which, again, if Oklahoma makes it or Texas Tech loses one along the way, I think that's unfair to Texas because they haven't lost a game yet.
That's an interesting concept, and I would like for you to present that to the NCAA next year.
Okay.
During this offseason, if you can.
I'm on it.
Although a lot of these kids are seniors and graduating, they're never coming back anyway. You know, that might have been their last game. Poor Tennessee.
Oh, well, I'm sure RJ's taking it hard.
He's going to be okay. Guys, umpires are the worst.
Because of the softball game?
No, I think we get 877-881-1053. We can all agree. Umpires are the worst.
Because they're only against my team, right?
Always against your team.
That's what every fan thinks.
They're always against your team. This is this happened over the weekend. Tampa Bay versus the Astros. Tampa Bay players up at the plate. And then this happens.
Runner and stayed in the game. Will bat here for the first time. And he looks at a pitch on the outside corner at the knees. Walls didn't like that call. It's 0-1. Walls is the only active Tampa Bay Rays hitter with a hit in his career against Hader. He's 1-for-4.
I think he just threw him out. He tapped his helmet. I saw that. He tapped his helmet.
Taylor Walls is going to get ejected from the Taylor Walls got ejected after a discussion with Nick Lentz, and he is infuriated.
But right, didn't it sound like the announcer goes, "You got ejected from the effing game"?
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Just that beep was perfect.
That was great timing. Although that was beeping out something that was being screamed from the field. Was that you that beeped that out, or was that on the?
Yeah. Okay. You could hear it clear as day.
Good work, dude. Nice timing there. The pitch, if you haven't seen this, the pitch was underneath the knee, mid shin.
Yeah.
And it dropped too. It dropped even further to outside. This pitch was not even close. It was a bad pitch from the 817. Walls was pissed. Justified, though. Anything he said, he was right in that moment, in my opinion.
And that's the thing. I thought he got run because the helmet tap was the last straw. But I think he had said some borderline stuff.
That was horse S.
Yeah.
That was stupid.
Yeah.
Not a strike.
Can I get you a monocle so at least one of your eyes can work? Like something
probably
like that.
Probably call them the C word.
Oh my God. I feel like when Boach says there are certain words you know that will get you run out, yeah. I feel like that's probably one of the words.
Mike always told us the CS word was definitely one of them. That was the one that'll get you run up pretty quick.
Feels fair.
But he taps his helmet, as you said, at the very end. And what Adrian was like, what does that mean? Kevin, would you care to explain?
So that is a throwback to the automated balls and strike system that we saw a lot of in spring training. And that, look, we had speculated about whether or not it would be in the game next season. Now it's looking more and more like maybe it's trending towards 2027. But yes, not a so subtle thought of if I had the robot here, the robot would tell you that that was the wrong call.
From the 940, this is from our friend J-Met, who wants me to add him onto the email list. Saw this live. Absolutely. Umpires' egos are worse than Kevin's anger issues. Also, in case Kevin didn't pass along my email, here it is.
I didn't.
I appreciate you, J-Met. Was it the tapping?
Yes.
That was the final straw?
So I think...
You think? Because that's soft.
I think he was waiting. So I think he had heard enough... That he's like, you ever been in a situation if you're like, if you say one more word, I'm going to lose it. And so he was like, if he complains about the next pitch or he goes, oh, you got that one right, I'm running him out. And so before he even got to the next pitch, when he taps his helmet, I don't care if that was just whatever. It felt to him because he was like, I'm just looking for a reason.
And yeah, I did watch this from the 903. Did you see the pitcher bust out laughing after he tapped his helmet?
No, I didn't.
And I agree. Look, man, that's a dude who's up at the plate who's upset that you made a bad call.
Yeah.
Your call was bad. And so he's basically saying the computers are going to be better than you as he's tapping his helmet, because at some point that's coming into play, right?
2 years of employment left. Yeah.
That's coming into play, and they just know that's on that's coming at some point. That's why, though, I think, dude, that's the softest umpiring. I saw, was it Joey Crawford tee up Tim Duncan once for, Tim Duncan was on the bench and Joey Crawford ran by and he just stopped and turned around and teed up Tim Duncan. I don't even know what he said. Tim Duncan looked like he always does when he gets a foul or a tee. Like, what did I do? But at the moment, I was like, yeah, Joey Crawford hates everybody, though. Like, that's just the way that it is. But this is super soft, man.
By the way,
miserable.
His teammates and one of his coaches bailed Taylor Walls out because he was going back there.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, he was going back there at a velocity that I'm not saying he was just going to, like, spear the umpire, but it looked like he might have just run into him, and that is going to be hugely problematic for him from a suspension standpoint.
From the 940, I'm an umpire, can confirm. Umpires are the worst. Appreciate that.
Yeah.
And it's just because it's a difficult, strike zones are difficult.
Sure.
They're almost objective.
They're not. Yeah, no, they're almost subjective. They're supposed to be objective, and I think that's one of the reasons.
That's why they're almost objective.
Like, yeah, that's true. That's true. Well, even you hear Boach is like, it wasn't this past week, it was maybe the week before. He was like, yeah, no, I get it. Even automatic balls and strikes, they might not get everything, but I bet they'll.
Closer than this crap. Yeah. That's what he wanted to say.
Yeah, he did. And he didn't say that because he's a pro.
Because he is a pro at what he does. And we love that man.
But he definitely wanted to.
This came out over the weekend, and it took longer for me to really care about this.
Okay.
Tom Cruise and Christopher McQuarrie.
Oh, yeah. That's the writer of Usual Suspect.
Are having very serious discussions of doing an entire movie based around Tropic Thunder's Les Grossman. Now, if anybody who hasn't seen Tropic Thunder is probably like, what are you talking about? Anybody who has knows that you saw Les Grossman and had no clue who he was until later when it said Tom Cruise.
Okay. This is one of the few instances, like, I remember when they're like, you're not going to believe what Kevin James looks like. And as the Saints head coach, I was like, yeah, it looks exactly like him. But this one is one of them. Like, this is a Charlize Theron monster level of like, what?
And I do believe, like, Tom Cruise came up with this character. If I remember correctly, he came up with this and, like, sold it as a, hey, I'd like to do something with this. Here's a character. I want to play an agent, a Hollywood actor agent, and because I know the worst of them. That's basically what he was saying. I know what the worst of them are, and I think they're hilarious. Let me do this. And then he did, like, everything he did was freestyle dance and stuff like that. So I didn't, at first, I don't know, the movie kind of wasn't my favorite at first. Over time, I was like, oh, that's actually a pretty funny movie.
Yeah,
I don't know. Does it still play?
It does not. And it's fair to assume that Robert Downey Jr.'s character will not be featured in any sort of spinoff movie.
But Tom Cruise is planning to bring this back as a full-length feature movie. And I believe Matt McConaughey was in it. That's right. He was the helper. So that was it.
This podcast is brought to you by Minz Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Minz Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MINZ-TEA today or visit MinzTeaClinic.com. That's MinzTeaClinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Stiller confirmed in the interviews that he did all this stuff on his own. He wanted to be involved in it. And Kevin,
that's wild.
You asked the question before the show today. You're like, I don't know how they're going to pull that off.
Yes.
And I say to you, Shea Whigham sat in that chair the other day, about 3-4 weeks ago, and told us that Tom Cruise could pretty much do anything.
And
I think that he had. He loves cinema, as we learned.
Sure.
And he eats popcorn differently than anybody we've ever seen eat popcorn. Have you ever seen him eat popcorn, Kevin? It's amazing.
No.
Go watch Tom Cruise eat popcorn.
All right.
You're gonna love it.
I will. Look.
Nobody eats popcorn the way he does.
I'm not disputing he can get it made. Because, like, if you're a studio executive and Tom Cruise is like, hey, I want to make this movie, you're probably like, all right. Man, I thought Tom Cruise eating, this would be the first thing that comes up. But the first thing that comes up is Tom Cruise eating placenta.
Oh, my God.
And then it's food.
It keeps you young.
And then it's popcorn.
Yeah. Okay. The popcorn thing was really what I was going
okay.
for there.
I am not familiar with this. I'll go track that video.
Are you hoping that this thing turns out because you thought that character was pretty brilliantly written?
Especially if there's like a script, but not totally a script. And Tom Cruise is like, don't worry.
He's free. I got
the other half of it mapped out.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
He'll mention Xenu or something like that.
I got this taken care of.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm interested to see how that goes.
And that's the C block. And now I have to go copy and paste a lot of emails that came in during this segment because we got to make sure if you are on this email list, you have to reply all. This is a reply all email list just for Kevin.
Because did people think Tom Cruise was just fake eating the popcorn, or
he's throwing it into his mouth like,
yeah.
Nobody does that. Nobody sits there and is like, ah, ha, 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 got some.
We're the KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Oof. Coming up next, it's time for Wanker of the Weekend. Who is the best at being the worst this weekend, and why was it the Roku channel? We'll talk about it next right here on The Fan.
Matt set, kicks and fires, and Berger lines one to left. That's a base hit. Rounding third is Osuna. He will score. Or Young scores. Osuna goes to third, and it's a double for Berger. It's 4-1, Texas.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. Right now, it's time for some Wanker of the Weekend, and I'm going to continue off of the Rangers, and that's one of the reasons why we played that highlight. Is one of the wankers of the weekend the Roku channel. So
for having a game on and nobody has Roku?
Well, that is fair as well. But yesterday during the Rangers-St. Louis Cardinals game, there were multiple occasions in which Roku channel didn't show what was happening live, like after a pitching change. I think it was for St. Louis. They didn't show, or no, it was the Rangers because they went to Milner. They didn't show the final out of the half inning and kept going with a continuous ad break. And then in the other, in the next inning, they're like, this is what also happened.
What?
Yeah. And they were like, here's how this happened. And then it happened again, I think at the bottom of the seventh. They did the exact same thing. They had an extended commercial break until the top of the eighth inning. That's really confusing. It doesn't feel like the most complicated thing to be like, hey, just show the plays.
So I don't have Roku. So I did what I always do. Listen to it on 105.3 The Fan.
I thought you were going to say something about jailbreak.
I think that the Rangers Sports Network does I love the product. I think that they do a really good job. Whether it's Murph or Mike, I like the product that exists there. The replay system that they have, I think they do a very good job with it. This is what you're going to run into, though, Kevin,
yeah.
Whenever you just throw your product everywhere and there's not a lot of conformity to it. Not that there has to be, but there are some certain things that you should just know that that's not going to fly with an audience. That doesn't work.
Yeah.
Wanker of the weekend goes to them.
Now, as is usually the case, the biggest wanker of the weekend is Ric Flair. It could pretty much always be Ric Flair because he is absolute trash.
Man, somebody suggested that Alec really messed up on the chop last week by not doing the Ric Flair walk and fall.
Oh, yeah.
Face first.
Or he could have done the Ric Flair and stolen money from people.
Okay, never mind.
Yeah, sexually assaulted them.
I'd rather not.
Yeah. There's a whole lot of possibilities that you could have considered. All right. But this weekend for Ric Flair, it's something totally different. So Jim Ross has cancer. Now, he previously had cancer. Part of it went into remission. I can't remember offhand if this is a different cancer or just a recurrence of his cancer. And so he posted about how surgery went well. All right.
That's good news.
Ric Flair. Jim Ross will always be Jim Ross seeking attention. Focus on your recovery.
Okay, I got a question here.
That's a bold take for somebody who's giving an update about their cancer surgery, and there's no one in the history of the universe that is more attention-seeking than Ric Flair.
Doesn't this fit Ric Flair, though?
It does.
Like, this is right up his character.
But then, like a coward, he deleted it.
Okay, now that also seems like Ric Flair.
Yeah, man, it really does.
Do we know, like, is there a real, you may know a lot more than this, is there a real rift between those two?
That I'm not sure. But
did they ever, because if I did something like that on Twitter after 40 years of being a friend with you,
yeah,
you would know I was doing
for sure
a joke. And
yeah.
So that's why I don't know, because it does seem very character.
It feels
that
like,
is terrible, though.
And look, the guy who's already had 15 last matches might be trying to promo a whole nother thing because he's a con man. But I don't know.
I love when Alec looks at me with this look of, he's not lying.
Yeah. No, I look, I just, even if you're enemies with somebody, trying to dunk on them after their cancer surgery, probably not the right time.
And when it comes to Jim Ross, Kevin, I don't know anybody else's experience with him. I think we've had him on a couple times.
Yeah. He's great. Yeah.
He walked into this studio and sat down and was like, how long do you need us?
Yeah.
And gave us about an hour one time. And I was like, dude, this was the coolest, because he had all the stories. He was a very nice man to us. So, you know, nothing like that's even deserved.
Now,
in my book.
You were talking about Tyrese Halliburton earlier.
Yes.
I'm not here to pile on, but this is a question. Is Tyrese Halliburton one of the wankers of the weekend for thinking he won Eastern Conference Finals MVP and then having to be like, ha, never mind? So if you watch the video, because it went to Pascal Siakam, but if you're watching the video, when they make the announcements, man, it sure does feel like Tyrese is pointing at himself and he's like getting ready to take a step up. And then he's like, ha, just kidding.
Oh, dude. I don't know. Was he just joking or did he really think I'm the leader of this team? Pascal Siakam, I know he had a freaking awesome series.
Yeah, no, he did. It was like, I can't remember if it was Michael Keaton or Sylvester Stallone several years ago thought he was winning an Oscar and started to get up and then had to put his speech back in his pocket.
You
he
know,
was like, oh, never mind.
I think it was Sly, but also I remember a bit that Ben Stiller did with this at the MTV Movie Awards or something like that. Somebody got an award and he did the whole, dang it! And he was acting all furious and everybody was like, can you believe Ben Stiller was so mad? And I was like, are you serious?
Okay,
I don't think that's real.
And if that was a bit,
because I just think he's into bits.
Then I do think it's kind of funny, because it's kind of funny that you brought that up, is Ben Stiller was talking about Tyrese Halliburton's game day outfit going into game six. And he said, good thing he brought his duffel for the flight to New York. And Tyrese Halliburton responded, nah, that was to pack y'all up. And
I actually really love that, dude.
That's a good response.
But from a guy who barely contributed, should he be
he contributed
taking
a
shots
lot.
Like that?
Are you talking about the Olympic gold medal?
No, I'm talking about this Eastern Conference. If he would have contributed a lot, he would have won MVP of the Eastern Conference Finals.
I don't know, they don't do this award, but he's probably runner-up for Eastern.
Yeah.
No, yeah, he's runner-up.
Dude, I'll say this. There was a time right around COVID probably when I was begging Reggie to tell me not to trade everything for Pascal Siakam.
Yeah.
I was like, please tell me not to do it. And he was like, I'd do it. And I was like, I asked you to tell me not to. And he's like, no, I mean, he's that good of a player. Like, he's worth it.
Okay.
Here we are.
Since we're talking about NBA trades, is ESPN the wanker of the weekend for suggesting this trade that I think you're really going to hate?
Okay.
So the Mavericks get Donovan Mitchell, a first round pick in 2031, and two first round pick swaps in 2028 and 2030.
I ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think I will hate that?
Well, first of all, I think maybe you're not super duper keen on building your team around Donovan Mitchell.
There you go. I didn't hear whatever you said after you said Donovan.
Okay.
Mitchell. I was like, once I heard that, I was like, I don't even care anymore. I don't want the player.
Let me tell everybody else then. Here's what the Mavericks would give
up. Sorry, yeah.
The number one pick in the draft, Cooper Flagg, and PJ Washington, and Caleb Martin, and Daniel Gafford. Now, I know that might partially be to make the money work, but in what universe do the Dallas Mavericks make that trade? Also, in what universe do they make this trade? They give up Cooper Flagg, Klay Thompson, PJ Washington, Najee Marshall, and Caleb Martin for Devin Booker and two first-round picks. As well as a pick swap. So maybe you would be more interested in that.
No.
Okay.
Can I just get the kid from Duke and move on about our business?
You can. There's one more I'm going to ask you about. This one I do not think belongs in Wanker of the Weekend category.
Luka back.
No, that's fair. Would you trade the number one pick to San Antonio for the number two pick, the number 14 pick this year, a first round pick in 2027, and draft swap for a first rounder in 2030. We get our draft swap back because we had already traded it in another deal because we love to trade draft picks away. So you drop from one to two. You get two extra first round picks.
Think an Ace Bailey?
Probably.
Okay.
And pick swap.
Oh, man.
And then Cooper Flagg goes to San Antonio and you just give up for the next several years.
But is it giving up? Ace Bailey's running your offense, right?
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah. Right now, you don't have anybody to really run it, and that's, so he would be the option for
it. That is true. That is true.
And like Cooper Flagg, has the opportunity to grow around veterans, even though they don't trust Jaden Hardy. So, like,
ooh, yeah, I guess it would probably be Dylan Harper.
Dylan Harper
would be
okay.
The more likely person, and I don't even know if I want him running your offense as much as I want him at the two.
But you get that.
You do.
And I know Cooper Flagg is everything that we want. Like, this is great. We get the number one overall pick, use the number one overall. Like, wouldn't it be we trade the number one overall pick and the NBA is like, this is why we never give you the number one overall pick, because you do stupid stuff like this.
So do you think ESPN belongs on Wanker of the Weekend for doing
that? The additions that you added there, though, Kevin, that's enticing, because you're getting a haul. That is a haul back from San Antonio. Now, I don't know about the pick swap later, because we have no clue what in 30 what they're going to look like. But to be able to get that too, the discussion the other day that I had was, this guy said this is a transition, not just for now, but this is a 20-year window. Yeah. That would open that window even more, if that's the case, to add more draft picks to your team. That's enticing. I will not say that it's not.
Okay. So we will not put
the other one, though, with Donovan Mitchell.
Out.
Get rid of it.
Okay. Man, then
the Marcus Camby GIF, if you will.
The one that's crazy about that is you give up Cooper Flagg and PJ Washington and Daniel Gafford. So I feel like there's a lot of players on our team that people really seem to like. And then also is Inter Milan.
But again, the Mavericks don't care about who you like.
That's true. That, man, do they not? There's never been a better example of that than the Dallas Mavericks. Yeah. Does Inter Milan deserve to fall into Wanker of the Weekend category? They lost to PSG in the Champions League title game 5-0. That was the biggest winning margin in the final of the competition dating back to 1956.
Really? Sometimes.
It's almost 70 years.
Sometimes it's a bad matchup or a bad day for a team. And I don't know exactly like who was missing or who was hurt or what was going on in this one, but I'll say that sometimes just a bad situation, it's not a good matchup for you.
You know, 1956 sounds like a really long time ago, right?
Yeah. What are you about to do?
We are just about as far away from 1990 now as 1990 is from 1956.
Oh, man!
I just want you to really think about that. It's not a perfect match.
Do you ever introduce, like, when people ask how old you are, do you ever say I was born in the 20th century?
No.
Or in the 1900s?
Should I start to do that?
I was born in the 1900s.
I will consider it.
Because my kids said that one day. They were like, dude, you were born in the 1900s. And I just wanted to kick them out of the house and say, you're done now. But I didn't, because I have a responsibility.
All right. See, would you, because you got to be careful with how you're treating your kids and what you say, because you don't want to respond with like, you're born to live on the street if you keep talking like that.
True.
But that is probably, that's too far. That's a disproportionate response.
Is it?
We're the KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, let's chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation right here on 105.3 The Fan.
The 2-0, and that ball hit high into the air, pretty deep left field. Nootbaar getting turned around twice, and this one sails out of here. Home run, Wyatt Langford, his 11th of the year. It's 5-0 Texas.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105 through the Fan right now, courtesy of D&M Leasing. It's time for our chit chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation. Gentlemen, how is you today?
Awesome, Higgy. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you for asking. Now, I want to get to something we were just talking about off air, but first, do you believe or do you have even a little bit of hope that perhaps the Rangers offense is starting to figure something out, or are you going to be like, it's one series, relax?
No, I think it's bigger than one series because Semien was so good. And that I think is a big part of this, him getting back above a 700 OPS where he was at last year, right? That was a decent season. But CY told us Friday, I'm thinking he might join us again today. So
nice.
Updated thoughts. But Friday was a makeup, so today's normal schedule 420. And he looked at all of us dead in the eye and said, Semien's going to hit. This is going to be a lot better. And maybe he was seeing some things in the bigger numbers you could extrapolate out because it all came together.
What about you guys?
Yeah. I mean, I'm absolutely.
I like that answer.
I'm filled with hope for sure. Obviously, you can't get too crazy with the expectations.
Sure.
But I think the exciting thing about this entire time was, for the most part, hey, we're not asking you to go be the Dodgers lineup. We're not asking you to go be even a top five lineup. What have we been talking about, Dawson? Like, get you
top
up
18.
To 18, get to 15.
Yeah, we were just saying maybe even like, middle of the pack. Yeah, I'm with you on that.
So it's not like the bar had to go so high. Thank God the pitching's been fantastic. Hopefully Evaldi's okay and we can keep that thing going. But it's not like it had to get something crazy. Just go be average, man.
Yeah.
You know, and the other thing I thought about it is, and I even checked with Sands. I'm like, are you sure the players in that clubhouse like Adolis Garcia? Because this is all convenient. Like, you bench him and you bust out for, what was it, 11 runs? He said not only they like him, they love him. Right?
Okay.
But maybe you love him, but you're kind of annoyed by him. Like, quit giving away at bats.
Yeah.
And then when he's benched, you're like, finally. You look at Boch and you're like, finally. You're going to see something today, buddy. Now that we're not giving away bats with runners in scoring position in embarrassing fashion. And do you, is that correlation or causation, Higgy? Smart guys like you with big SAT scores can figure that out.
Yeah, because I guess you could make an argument either way.
I would constipation. They're just blowing it all out right now.
Oh, I like that. Yeah. See, just like Scottie Scheffler's kid.
Yeah.
Now, we don't have to get into the specifics of any place, but I was curious off of something you guys were just talking about. How much does it impact whether you like the place or not based on the wait? Like if you didn't have to wait at all to go to Pecan Lodge and then you'd be like, oh, man, it's so good or whatever. But if you had to wait an hour, 2 hours to get into a place, do you think that you've already now got something against that place?
Yeah, I mean, if I know that the wait is going to be huge, it is going to be something that I'm pretty much not going to experience for the most part. So that's more of a detriment for me personally.
And if you did, it's really got to be like the best thing ever.
Yes, it's got to be scheduled, planned out. Hey, we know we are so locked in on whatever this food item is that we're willing to wait and we're planning around it. But it is not something that, I mean, I can't think of a time where I've waited forever in a food line.
It's got to be a destination, and I guess we'd be talking barbecue spots mostly, or maybe an ice cream place or something. So you got to wait in a long line and get to the front. It better be amazing. If it's mid, I'm disappointed.
Yeah.
You know, but if I kind of know what I'm getting, like there's a long line at my favorite restaurant, I'm fine. You know, I'm probably less likely to go there in the future.
Okay, yeah. That makes sense.
Willing to wait, but I'm really critical of service.
Okay.
Because if I'm going to wait, if I'm willing to make it happen, then I need you to make sure that my service is really, really good.
I like that.
And then, you know, and then I check the quality. My example is Joe's Stone Crab down in Miami. Destination place like Dawson's talking about, waited a long time to get in there. Took people, spent almost $1,000 in there, and my service was horrible.
Oh, and I told
the manager, and you know, I just, you know me, I can't keep my damn mouth shut.
Mm-hmm.
And so I saw the guy, and he goes, "Well, how was everything?" And I said, "Well, to be honest with you, you got a really nice restaurant. I know it's historic and all that. Your service is horrible." And he goes, "Okay, hey, thanks a lot. Well, listen, I'm really sorry about your experience and all that."
Yeah.
They got so many people coming through that door. They did not care what I said.
Yeah.
But I'm willing to wait because I'm all about the experience. You know, and I want to see if, in fact, it is to the standards that everybody's talking about.
If you get to wait, man, offer drinks. Offer some drinks while you're waiting in line and stuff. Ooh, like
that. Okay. Southwest Airlines does that when they're on the ground and they have to delay.
Yeah.
Break out the booze cart, and let everybody have a cocktail or two.
Oh, that is very smart.
Offer some drinks. When I was on the border as a host, I would have to tell people it's on Friday night, Saturday night. So I would be like, it's a 45 to hour wait. People would say yes. For on the border Mexican food, Tex-Mex.
You overshoot that number, right?
Sometimes, absolutely, because I didn't want any more people in our restaurant. Okay. I was like, I don't know, that's too many.
So you tried to discourage folks?
I was like, yeah, it's an app. But honestly, we were at that point where it was probably going to be a really long time. And look at all the people they could see. But with these barbecue places that have these kinds of lines that you're talking about, the expectation is once I get there, this better be magic.
Magic 10 barbecue. 10. Well,
like we were talking about, I think my Uncle Sonny Bryan's figured it out a long time ago in the 80s, even the 70s. He knew how to cook just enough food to run out at a certain time of the day. And I think there's a lot of barbecue places around that have kind of taken that model. If you make the food so scarce to get, then you're going to create that buzz, that natural buzz that, God, I got to get there. I can't, I got to get there tomorrow. I got to, those are the things that these places that stay open and all that and everything's cool. But these barbecue places have got it figured out. I put just enough food on the pit to run out at 3:00 in the afternoon and I don't have to worry about it till the next day.
Yeah.
And if I'm going to go to a place like that, I have made my mind up, Kevin, that I know I'm going to wait.
Okay, so regardless
on the border, you showed up and you were like, hold on, what? But if I'm going to like Snows in Central Texas, the story is you better get there at 5 o'clock in the morning. You're going to wait for a while, and it should be that experience for you, like Broadus is saying.
Sorry, the timing has passed now, but it was a perfect opportunity to point out that Majors is, what'd you say there?
I said that it was food.
Yeah. I was going to drop an epic song lyric in there.
Okay.
He ain't wasting no more time.
There you go.
Here he goes again. He's made up his mind. Yeah. He ain't wasting no more time.
That's
where it started. There it is. That's where the take started.
I've made
started.
Up my mind that I'm not wasting any time.
I'm sorry.
No, that's okay.
I'm trying to be more engaged, Haggy.
I'm white snake.
You see how I lose engagement now. I couldn't keep that thought for 5 seconds.
So I will engage with you here, and I might have told you the story before, is when we were up in Portland, we had to try Voodoo Donuts, and I'm sure there's plenty of other great places. I just heard a lot about it. There was a big line, but we were like, we're going to wait it out. A bunch of people dropped out of the line because they're like, oh, it's a heat wave.
Quitters.
It was like 89 or 90 degrees, which I'm not saying isn't hot, but like this was in July when we were on vacation. I'm like, it's like 15 degrees hotter where we are. So I actually benefited from the weather there because people are like, oh, it's too hot. Oh, it's too hot to get a donut. We're like,
Never too hot for a donut.
Yeah.
Seriously, what is the temperature where you're like, nah, too hot for a donut?
If it was 105, I don't know if I would have wait outside for that. But at 89, 90 degrees to a place that I didn't live in, I'm staying in the line.
100% you are. But I'm surprised that you're with a bunch of people.
I don't think there is a time that I'm not gonna be like, oh,
you're with a group.
Donut.
You weren't.
family people. Oh, you kind of feel obligated.
Sounds like you were like kind of like a drifter. You were born to walk alone.
No, but like in that line.
Yeah.
Okay, I see what you're doing.
That's well put.
In that line is where we found somebody who said, oh, where are you guys from? Dallas? I'm from Dallas. And we were like, mm-hmm. And he goes, well, actually, I'm from Grapevine. And I thought, okay, so you're clearly telling the truth. Because no one's just like, I'm from Grapevine, Texas. Check it out, everybody.
Start big and then you work your way down.
You whittle it down.
Exactly. What do you guys got coming up on the program today?
Pure Gold as always. Heggie, thanks so much for asking. We do have maybe CY at 420, as I mentioned, but reactions to a big weekend in sports right out of the gates here. The G-Bag of the Day champion at 220.
I like it. Roll home with the G-Bag Nation. We have been the KNC Masterpiece. Make your way back with us tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on 105 through the Fan.
Good night, Kevin.
Good night, Kevin.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.